This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Danang. Oh, Viva Danang.
What's the difference between the Army and the Cub Scouts? Cub Scouts don't have heavy artillery.
Bob, what do? I'm in artillery!
Thank you, Bob. Isn't we play anything for you? Anything! Just play it loud, okay?
No, I have to admit something to you. I just came from Crete with women that look like Zorba.
Woo! Thank you. Those girls are just so pretty. Gomer, are you here in Vietnam? Yes, I am! Surprise! Surprise! Surprise!
Linda, why did you name your daughter Linda Bird?
Because Linda Dog would be too cruel.
Easy, girl.
Easy. You know, if you pick them up by their ears, it doesn't hurt them as much.
Oh, you're going straight to hell for that one. Watch out over there!
Here's an incredible coincidence. Ho Chi Minh, Colonel Sanders, actually the same person.
You be the judge. Our lines are open. Something real special right now. We've got our traffic report up there on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. How's it going up there?
Adrian, it's not going exactly well. There's a water buffalo jackknife up there. It's not a very pretty picture. There's horns everywhere. I don't know what to say. We're going to maybe drop in a little napalm there and try and cook him down. Maybe a little barbecue.
We've got a special man in the audience today right now. It's Mr. Leo.
He's a fashion consultant for the Army.
Well, thank you, Adrian. I'm just very happy to be here. I want to tell you something. You know, this whole camouflage thing for me doesn't work very well. Why is that? Well, because you go in the jungle, I can't see you. You know, it's like wearing stripes and plaid. It's, for me, I want to do something different. You know, you go in the jungle, make a statement. If you're going to fight, clash. You know what I mean?
Thank you for that lovely tune. That funky music will drive us till the dawn. Let's go, let's boogaloo till we puke.
That's about it for the Adrian Crown Hour. I'm going to take myself out of the driver's seat, but I'm going to turn you over right now to Mr. Excitement, a man with limp, damaged hair, but nevertheless, a fireball, Dan Levitan.